Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Scott Kearns. I'm overjoyed to be with you today as we hear and meditate on God's Word. The New Testament reading for today is from 1 John 2:15 through 29. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away, along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. Children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore, we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might become plain that they all are not of us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you have all knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar, but who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father, but whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He made to us, eternal life. I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you, but the anointing that you have received from Him abides in you. And you have no need that anyone should teach you, but as His anointing teaches you about everything and is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in Him. And now, little children, abide in Him, so that when He appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from Him in shame at His coming. If you know that He is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of Him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to His people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Little children, little Christ, born of Him as Christians, abide in Him. The devil, the world, and the sinful flesh seek to lie to us rather than the truth. For Jesus says that He is the way, the truth, and the life. The truth of who God is and what He has done for us. God has declared that in your baptism, He works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation. Take confidence. Believe this. He is righteous, and you have been born of Him and are now righteous through Him. The old Adam was, and now each day is, being drowned and dies, along with all sins and evil desires. You are newborn in the righteousness of Christ, that you may live before God in righteousness and purity forever. This gives you confidence, that you may not shrink from Him in shame at His coming. Truly, I tell you, this is a guarantee. He indeed is coming. It is the last hour, as we know. You are children of God, not children of the world. for all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes and pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. Sure, you remember. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world, you, might be saved through him. The world is passing away. So stop desiring the things of the world. Instead, embody Christ in the world through your words and your actions. For it is God in Christ who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. The things of the world stand in stark contrast to the things of God. Abide instead in the things of God. Abide in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in your baptism. Or as you hear, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins as you receive his body and his blood. Or as your pastor stands before you declaring the words of Christ that your sins are forgiven before God in heaven. This is what we confess, confessing the Son, that Jesus is the Christ and his Father along with the Holy Spirit. The Antichrist and the world seek to lie to you, yet Jesus speaks to you, that in Jesus you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, he explains. But take heart, as he says that he has overcome the world. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, till that life everlasting. Amen. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, in holy baptism, you anointed us with the holy chrism and healed us of all sin, making us little Christ who bear in our body your Son, our Savior. Continue to strengthen us by your Holy Spirit so that we may embody Christ in the world through our words and in our actions. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.